dangers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yesterday we asked the question that what's the Gemara bringing a kasher from Meshamer? What's Meshamer got to do with Mesim of Lufanov?
Right.
That's a Biyosik Mitzvah,
right.
Correct? So Mesim of Lufanov is different thing because he's worried about a Yanei Kvura, like Rashi says. And so how can you say Abba Meshamer Lo? I mean, it's not discussing Meshamer. But we said that Meshamer, we just said a fact, that the Achbarim stay away when there's a live person there moving around. So therefore, he should be able to say Kriya Shema. But since he has concern, so it's just like the case of Meso. So that's what Gemara says, even though it's not his mace, but since his reverence for the mace is such, he considers it like his own mace, and he has an undercurrent of concern, which would part them from Kriya Shema. That's the connection. And then the third case was by the basic verse. Because there was a question of Loig LaRush. So the Gemara was asking if Loig LaRush answers him, so why do you have to come on to Osik B'Mitzvah? Okay, all right. But anyways, we're taking the Rambams now on the Rambams on this area. One is in Kriya Shema, one is in Sefer Torah, and one is in Evel. First one in Kriya Shema is where?
Is that Gimel Beis?
Gimel Beis.
Right.
And is that the Machlokas Rambam Ravid?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Rambam says that if he read it anywheres that he wasn't supposed to read it, that he has to read it again. And the Ravid says, no, why should you have to read it again? It's true, maybe it was over Loig LaRush, but it was a Kriya Ma'aseh. So why should you have to do it again? But the problem there's one problem that runs throughout all the Rambams, and that is where he says you can't read it in Beis HaKvaros. But then he says, if you're machik min ames, dalet ames, you can't read it. So can't you or can you? And in Hilchos Sefer Torah, what is his lashon?
Right.
In Hilchos Sefer Torah, so it's Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Lo yochaz adam Sefer Torah b'zrovi kanes lo bo lebeis hamerchatz.
Yud Halacha Vav?
Yeah.
Lo
yochaz adam Sefer Torah b'zrovi kanes bo lebeis hamerchatz o lebeis hakise o lebeis hakvaros.
Right.
Apishu karach me pachas v'nasu metoch hatek shalom.
So you should never walk in with a Sefer Torah into the basic verse. You go ahead.
The lo yikra bo ad sheyarchik arba amos min hakever o min hameis o min beis hakise.
He says, but he can't read it until he's marchik dalet amos from the kever. So that sounds like a tie to the sasser. First he says he can't even bring it in there. Then he says, if you want to read it, you can marchik dalet amos from the kever. What's the third case? Evel.
I don't have that one.
Yeah, you need
to listen. Yes, Mr. Fellowship. Thank you. Thank you. Can we think your answer simply, what Simon touched us, can you just say that base course is one entity, and then sometimes you have a cover that's separate, like on the road? Just answer that one.
So good.
We'll see. We'll see.
You want it?
Yeah, no idea.
That's a
question. Good
that's
idea.
Which one do you want Shalach was it? Was it?
And yeah. It was. You got it?
Check the Gemara in a second.
Yeah, let me check it.
Yud Dalad Yud Gimel,
he says. That's,
Batei HaKfaros Asurim Behana. Kitzad, ain't Ochlin Behem, Vain Shosim Behem, Vain Osim Behem, Malacha, Velo Karim Behem, Velo Shonim Behem. Klal Shal Davar, ain't Ne Osim Behem, Velo Nohagim Behem, Kansarosh.
Where?
In the basic chorus.
Okay, go ahead.
Lo yinich adam esroch arba amo shel kever utfilon biyada v'sevetar v'zro'o v'lo yispal sham. U'berichak arba amos muta.
That's it? Yeah.
Nobody listens to this Rambam, lo yispal sham.
Leslie's right. What's the answer? He gave the answer. Leslie gave the answer. What's the answer?
Well, there's an institution of base kfuros. It's an entity of base kfuros. And then there's a separate kever.
Exactly. Exactly. The Rambam holds that there's two halachas. One halacha is a base kfuros.
Right.
And another halacha is a single kever.
Outside of a base kfuros?
Yes.
Outside.
Outside of base kfuros.
So
okay, so now let's read the Rambams. Go ahead, let's go over with that idea.
In Kor lo beis mechatz lo beis kisei afi shein botzoav lo beis akfaros lo betzad hames atzmo.
Okay, see, that's two different things. One thing is in the beis akfaros, you can't be covered.
Right.
And then another thing is betzad hames atzmo, where he's not in the beis akfaros.
But that means a body, it doesn't mean a kever.
A body.
So he doesn't have a case of a kever.
Does he say?
Well, not in there. Then they come.
Oh, okay. That's what he has.
So why doesn't he say?
Why? Don't this way. He can't write everything the way you would want him to. Then we'd ask why he didn't write it the way he wrote it.
No, but why is he, if that's really.
He's kever, sure. Kever and mace, same thing.
Kever and mace are the same thing?
Same thing. Then
so why is he. He doubles it up then in a different place.
One second. Let's say one plus second. What does he say there?
Lo basic forest, lo betzad hames atzmo, vim hirchak abamos min hakever, o min hames mutu likros.
That's right, same thing. Okay. So, therefore, there's two cases. There's basic foros, which is an iser, because it's a makom that's mugval and mugdash for mason. That's one iser.
Right.
You're not allowed to read, you're not allowed to say Krishna there. Whether you're near a kever or you're not near a kever, it doesn't matter. As long as you're in the base of kvaras, it's also to be covered. Then there's another halacha, that a mace or a kever is tofes dalet amos. An individual mace or an individual kever is tofes dalet amos.
Right.
So there he says, you have to be marched dalet amos, min ha-meis or min ha-kever in order to be a koret. Two separate halachas. Two separate halachas. Okay, go ahead. Let's go through all of them.
Lo yochaz adam sevetar b'zro v'yikaneis bo l'beis ha-merchatz o l'beis ha-kisa l'beis ha-kfaros.
Exactly. That's any time. You're not allowed to be machnas a sevetar to a beis ha-kfaros. Okay, go ahead.
Well, if you want to bury it.
V'lo
yikra bo achiyach.
That's not a kosher sevetar. There you go. Right. There he's speaking. Then, in other words, in the Beis HaKfaros, it's absolutely aser.
Right.
But with a mace or a kever, if he's marchik dalet amos, it's mutter. Okay?
But you don't need dalet amos from a Beis HaKfaros?
The Beis HaKfaros, apparently, there's inside the Beis HaKfaros. And there's outside the basic forest. Basic forest is not defined by dalet amos. It's defined by the mukum that's kavur lekvuras ha'adam.
I know, but you don't need dalet amos outside
no.
of that?
No.
But by base kisa, you do need dalet amos outside of that.
That's correct.
Even though there is a base inside and outside of base kisa.
That's correct. That's correct.
Basic kisa, you do need dalet amos, right?
Yeah,
you because of the smell. You still have the effects of the
smells.
No.
Smell, Don, is not going to help you.
Yeah, a little. That sort of. I mean,
no, it's still going to be asked if smell.
That's true. But if you're my feet up, the halakha says you have to move down the house.
Right.
Is it? Either.
What if it's, what if there's bodies all the way out to the edge?
Then the kevah halakha takes over.
What's
that? If the bodies are all the way. In other words, in a basic kvaros, what he's talking about is a place that's mugval for kvuras and mace. So let's say you have like a cement wall, you don't need dalet amos, because the place that's mugval for kvura is already delineated.
Uh-huh.
See, but basic kisa is a different thing. a Beis HaKisei, if he's within four amas of the Beis HaKisei, it means that he's prone to use it. It's a functional phenomenon. Masha'ina kina Beis HaKaris, the person's not...
not going to make any use of it.
Right. So the Dalai Lama's wouldn't be mitzarefim. But the Kever HaMeis is a different halacha, because the Gemara says that Domamar Meis Tofes Dalai Lama's. Gemara says in Brachas Yitzchas.
Mace, though.
Mace, that's one. Stofas Dalamas.
You're saying basic kfaras even though there's no mace?
Even though there's no
mace? There's no kever, there's no mace.
How can basic kfaras have a kever?
I'm asking you.
It's designated, they didn't use it yet.
So what's the case?
Basic kfaras, where people are buried.
So are you within the kever? Is it just one halakha?
No,
the kever?
Yeah, but even if you Dalamas removed... Even if you Dalamas removed from the kever...
Right.
But you still, if you're in the Beis HaKvaros, so it's also. So
still Loig L'Rosh?
He doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. Could be Loig L'Rosh, could be, I don't know.
But you'd be Yotze if you read it, if you're Arbamas away.
Of the Beis HaKvaros?
No, if you're still in the Beis HaKvaros, but you're Arbamas away from the.
No one of
you.
No,
because the Ram says, Kol Makom She'asu L'Kros. He says in Kora, Chayev Lasa Olikros. Doesn't he say that?
Yeah.
So you see, in Beis HaKvaros you're not allowed to. So that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid maintains.
Ravid just says about Tzad HaMeis Atzmo, right here.
He just says it where?
The Ravid says, Am Yamar Mishakar but Tzad HaMeis.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Maybe it could be like this. You see, in the Beis HaKvaros, there's an Issa Kriyas Shema. Why is there an Issa Kriyas Shema in Beis HaKvaros? The Ram doesn't explain it, but it seems a makom that's designated for Kfuras Adam is not a place for Kriyas Shema. Is not a place for Kriyas Shema. Why is it? Is it a loch of Tumas Beis HaKvaros? I'm not sure why. It doesn't say why. But a place that's designated for Kvaros is Asa. Now it could be the Ravid agrees with him on that. Because if you're not supposed to be Kare, if you're Kare, it's invalid. But the Ravid disagrees in the case of Keverecha. Am I right? At least that's the way you're feeling.
He says, Betzad Meis Atzmo.
Betzad Meis Atzmo. Because maybe over there he holds, it's Allah and Loig L'Rosh. So that's why, even if he wasn't Marchik, it's not an Issa Makom Kriyashma.
Right.
It's an Issa Loig L'Rosh. But Beis HaKvaros is an Issa Makom. Place that's designated for Kvaros is Mufka. And that would answer the Rambam on Sefer Torah also. Lo yihalech adam, what's the lashon there?
Yochos adam Sefer Torah b'Israel v'kanis bo lebeis amerchot lo beis akisi lo beis akfaros. Afi shukarach ha'pachas v'nasu metecha tek shalo v'lo yikar bo ad sheyachik arba amos v'na kevra v'na meis.
Okay. So there's two cases. One case is to go into the Beis HaKvaros. That's also, no matter how much you covered over the Sefer Torah with Pachas, it's also to bring it in there.
Right.
But if you have a mace or a kever, so then he holds,
yeah.
If you marchik dalet amos, you could be kare. Because, why? It could be because that's din loig l'rosh. I don't know. He doesn't say.
That's not in the Beis HaKvaros.
Not in the Beis HaKvaros.
Did you think Gemara said there's a Loig L'Rosh?
By where? Beis HaKvaros or by...
The Beis HaKvaros...
Well, since you're going, let's say, what's the last Rambam? An Evel.
So we're not explaining the Machlokes Rambam Ravid yet, right?
The Machlokes Rambam Ravid? So what do we say? We said, of course...
The history is a Loig L'Rosh.
No, we didn't explain it.
But the the circumstances of this sort of law, the Russia you're violating.
It would seem.
Right? The way the Ravid expressed the Messias.
The way the Ravid expressed
it. Would seem,
yeah,
because it's not an Israelite. It's an Israelite.
The Rambam may hold it's an Israelite, it's Tophis Makomo, it's an Israelite, just like Basic Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Ram says, Bate Kvaros Asurim Bahanah.
So you see, that's a locham besak for us.
Right.
Not only near the mace, but anywheres.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Ketzat in ochlem behem vein shosim behem vein osim behem malacha.
Vein shosim behem vein osim behem malacha. Oh, you see, so the whole makom that's mugdash for kvuras ha'adam has a certain isur hanoah schal on it. A certain halachic issur. And so no, you can't do malacha, you can't, what else do they say you can't do?
Achil and shtia.
Achil and shtia. A lot of people do that. They eat in the.
Yeah,
Achil and shtia, not allowed to do. And what else?
Velo korin behem, velo shonen behem.
Velo korin?
It's Tarash Vachsal probably. Velo shonen. Like Tarash Vachsal?
Velo shonen.
Shonen.
Right. Sounds like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it means sleep.
No, he says shonen.
Well,
Korvashonen.
Yeah, right, okay. Yes, go ahead.
Klal shadavar, behem kalas rosh.
Ein behem.
What do you mean
it would be an interesting thing. I mean, in other words, if you want to take a walk on a nice day,
yeah,
you say, let's take a walk in the base of Kvaros. It's so nice there. So according to the Rambam, it would be usher.
But he doesn't mention
that.
Is that
Hanah? Ain Neosin. It sounds like you're not allowed to.
Leave it to like leisure.
Right.
Enjoyment.
Leisurely enjoyment, right. You're not allowed to use it. It's not. Ain Neosin is like, it's non recreational. It's non recreational.
Can't go there and enjoy the shade.
Right, can't go there and enjoy the shade. Enjoy the muckle. Because it has a designation, and the designation is an Oser.
You'll have sleep there, though.
Is that only a cemetery for Jews?
Only for Jews, yeah. That's right.
The guy in the cemetery wouldn't apply.
Right, wouldn't apply by Goyim.
Why are you allowed to sleep there?
By Goyim?
No, just a regular cemetery. You're allowed to sleep in the cemetery. At Ma'isa B'chased Echad, where he slept in.
Oh, he slept in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Then why are you allowed to sleep there?
Yeah, Ram doesn't say no, I'll sleep there.
Why not?
He doesn't say no. He says Achille.
Why is that not Neos?
Why are you allowed to sleep there?
Oh, that's easy.
The answer is because you can't sleep.
160th, if you're sleeping there, it's 160th of being a man.
What about the other 9 parts?
You're partaking of the Kedusha of the Mukko.
That part's bumper.
Right. You might not wake up.
Right.
I don't know. I guess you can't sleep too well.
Yeah.
No, probably sleeping is not considered. If you're walking there on a nice day, you're enjoying the shade. Eating is something else. But sleeping on the ground in the basic forest is probably not considered in the use. It's not considered that you're getting some kind of recreational value out of it.
I mean, it might be us to bring in a bed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe?
I mean, to bring in a nice
bed, yeah.
On a hot night,
right.
Under a nice tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it says you can't be mispalo there,
right?
So, don't you see by like Yehoshua when he went to Kavaros?
Yeah, but that was by Kavaros.
Yeah,
right. He spread himself out. Right, but then it doesn't say it was mispalo on right there. But I don't think it says it was mispalo in that spot.
He was mispalo that they should save him from the imam.
Yeah, but that might be if there was neshtatach.
Right, and say was in the cavern.
Yeah,
that.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Ready?
So when people go to the...
So let's try the development source. So in other words, apparently a Beis HaKvaros is a separate halachic entity. So it wouldn't do any good like we do, we're marked from the kever, dal and amis, in order to say Kaddish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Going to the Rambam, it would not be any good. I mean, it's good according to the other shittas. It's a good idea to do it anyways. But according to the Rambam, it wouldn't help you because you're being over the kvius hamakom, the kavod hamesim. So that's why it's asur b'hana and asur b'tfila and kriya, all those things. Okay, go ahead, continue.
What about kamoi?
Is that a field? No, shalos. What's
this for? Klaus shel davar ein neusin behem v'lo nohagim behem kals rosh. Okay, lo yelich adam besuch arba'am shel kever tefil miyad l'sefer Torah b'zra'o.
Oh, there you see, there he separates it. Right?
That what?
Lo yelich adam besuch
arba'am shel kever.
Arba'am shel kever.
Tefil miyad l'sefer Torah b'zra'o v'lo yisbal shem.
Oh, it's interesting. It's interesting. Vlayas Balsham, he says. So apparently he holds that what? He holds it's not simply Loeg L'Rosh, but it's an Isser of it's an Isser of Metzofes Makoma, just like Besek Foros. Just like Besek Foros. So that's Machlegas Rama and Rivet. The Rivet holds it's not Tofes Makoma. Stuff is Makoma with regard to want to Lord LaRush. But it's not a separate entity.
Yeah,
but the Ram holds a separate entity, so that's why he holds that it's an Issa to be Kari there, and if you Kari Shema there, you have to be Kari again. Okay? That's what would seem from the Ram.
So it's Lord LaRush and an Issa Makom?
According to the Rambam?
Yeah.
According to it could be. Could be both, yeah. Because
the Gemara definitely says Loi Barash.
The Gemara says Loi Barash. Right. Could be both. Could be both.
Can you please get closer to the mic? It's hard to hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's always a problem. Yeah. So the Rambam could hold both. He could hold its Loi Barash and also its Tvisas Makom. But since he holds Tvisas Makom, so he holds you have to be Chose Vakari. Okay. All right.
So is that
the Rivet doesn't have a problem with the mitzvah of Avera?
That's a question for Gemara Sukkah. What exactly is mitzvah of Avera?
Why if it's tofes makom do you have to be chozer?
What?
Why if it's tofes makom do you have to be chozer?
It's not a mitzvah of Bal Yedei Avera. It's a mitzvah that he's also that he's also b'shosh over.
The words are causing Loeg L'Rosh.
What?
The words are causing Loeg L'Rosh.
That's a mitzvah causing Avera, not Avera causing mitzvah.
Right.
Hmm?
It's not a mitzvah boli de Avera. It's osa mitzvah osa Avera, simultaneously. Okay. But that's the whole problem. What's mitzvah boli de Avera? Anyways. So, we can't get into that unless you want to start learning a little of Agosim.
Question.
Okay.
Next week.
Yeah. So your question, go.
Is the Isser covered in mace or Loeg L'Rosh for the makam?
Oh, the makam is covered in mace. Yeah, it's not Loeg L'Rosh because you're not near the kever, but you're breaking the. It has a kind of kedusha, and Isser Hanoah, because it's designated for kvuras mason.
Really.
That's what Rambam learns. Okay.
In these big cemeteries, are the roads?
It would seem the Rambam saying it's not a makom that's mukhshar for tefillah or for kriya shema, and therefore, since it's not mukhshar, so the kriya and the tefillah is worthless. But a stama mitzvah like a lulav, it would seem to be okay. That's what it seems. Okay. In Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Dalar Lachachas, what is Ram right?
In the middle he says, Kolo shel davar kol makom she'en karen bo krishma emis palombo.
Kolo shel davar kol makom she'en karen bo krishma emis palombo. Okay, so that's it.